miss you when I'm singing my songs. Darling, I know this can't be wrong. Well, I've been waiting for you since I was a little dude, pitching marbles with my friends. And I was wondering, would you like to be my wife, have my child, possibly my children? Everywhere I look, I see your face, and I can't help but feel your warm embrace. Everywhere I look, I see your face, and I can't help but feel your loving embrace.
Well, baby girl, you're the only one I'm wanting. See you walking down the street, you're never ever flaunting. Natural as Jamaica, beautiful smile, effortless swagger with a modest sense of style.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that we're compatible. A perfect match, or maybe I'm just delusional. Let me be your king, cause to a queen that is suitable. May I have this dance, let's dance like we're in a musical. Just the type of girl that I want. Chasing cars, chasing waterfalls. That's simply not the type of girl that you are. Focus and love you, keep your eyes on chart. Now that's just the type of girl that I want.
You've just released an incredibly gorgeous video for your song Everywhere from your new album Origination, which was just released last month. Can you tell me about the making of that?
Yeah, of course. So my best friend for the last dozen years, we grew up in Tobago together, and we would be, again, I would be the singing one, and he would be drawing and taking pictures, and you know, he was that side of the creative, and I was the musical creative, and we're all just kind of like two peas in a pod. And now, 12 years later, so he's done all the graphic design for Tasman Jude and for Caleb Hart and stuff like that, all the t-shirts, all the album artwork, and all that stuff. But I know that he's a phenomenal creative, so I wanted him to do more than just design our album art and take our pictures. So I said, hey bro, there's this song coming up on my album with the Royal Utes. It's called Everywhere, and I have this concept for it where, because I travel all the time and the lyrics of the song are a love song, right? I'm singing to a woman saying, everywhere I look, I see your face, and I can't help but feel your warm embrace. But the reality, and anyone who knows my life knows that that woman won't get to see me often at all because of my life. So I want to kind of take that concept of everywhere that I go and portray it into the music video, letting whoever that woman is know that, regardless of, you know, whether I'm in the mountains or on the island or in Times Square or Dundas Square in Toronto, you know, wherever I am, you know, I see your face. And it was his first ever, the first ever music video that he shot and edited. So I'm pretty proud of him. And it turned out so beautiful. I'm so impressed. It honestly was really, really, yeah, really well done. And I'm so thankful. His name's Joshua Telfer. And he's just an absolutely amazing creative. And
you've played over 750 shows in the last 5 years, released numerous records and singles. You've charted on the radio, been on the cover of Erie Magazine. and won multiple awards, including a Western Canadian Music Award and an Edmonton Folk Festival Award. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Being able to do it every day. You know, it's, to be honest, for instance, you just said that list and it sounded really cool, right? But the only reason that list is even cooler is because of the 750 shows and the multiple albums and singles. You know, most people kind of think the awards and the cover of the magazines and the charting on the radio is what makes it the coolest. Nothing wrong, that helps. And it sure helps keep my career going and, you know, maybe increase the pay, I hope, for a few gigs so that you can keep going, right? But the fact that at all 750 shows, more than 5 people have come to see me play, I just think that's so incredible, you know. I performed for 10 and for 10,000 and for 9,000 and for 14,000 and for 200 and for 80. And that's the beauty for me, being able to be honest and have the platform to be very vulnerable to my fam and for them to take the time out of their evening, whatever there's so many things to do. You know, we live in a crazy time of technology, where a lot of people are, addicted to the Netflix and certain TV shows and certain nights. And somehow people still come out to my shows, you know. And I just think that's so amazing. And I'm just so thankful and so thankful to them, to the fam over the years for making my career not just a possibility or, you know, a thing, but a success, you know. And I'm very, very grateful.
What's the name of your website so we can check out when those upcoming tour dates are?
Totally. www.iamcalebhart.com. You can find me anywhere. I am Caleb Hart. CalebHart.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Good Times. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, that's a good one. So it's interesting because the verses of Good Times take you on a kind of a journey of my life and what I think kind of everyone's life, whether it be in a large way or a small way. And then the chorus is kind of like but regardless, guys, let's have a good time. You know, it's kind of like the verses could get kind of hard hitting and intense, but let's have a good time either way. And then, there's a bunch of transitions and an epic ending. And yeah, I think the song speaks for itself, but I think the chorus is what remains regardless of how your verses as a human, how you would write the verses looks.
Wonderful. Caleb, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
Skepticism, that's the way that most of us begin. Using our instincts to hopefully do the right thing. But we're unsure, yet we keep digging in. Right now my life's a blur, I really doubt I can win. Inspiration never comes and reality kicks in. Now I turn to the bottle, pour me a juice with some gin. Drinking by myself, lost in my search for eternal wealth. From my distance, reggae music takes me out of this living hell. We let the good times roll. We let the love of music take control. We let the good times roll. We let the love of music take control. Criticism, stand for something. Can guarantee it's something you will surely receive. Mysticism, so many people contemplating whether or not they really believe. Racism, to divide and conquer, that's their only plan. So then I use the lyricism as a form of symbolism to burn out all abomination. We let the good times roll. We let the love of music take control. We let the good times roll.
We let the love of music take control. We let the love of music take control.